Welcome to Touching Hearts and Changing Lives, hosted by Reverend Otley Holmes, Senior Pastor of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church in Mesa, Arizona, where our vision is touching hearts and changing lives by the power of His Word, Luke 4, 18 and 19. Our mission is to go ye therefore and teach all nations, Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Now, please join us in a study of the Word of God.
Welcome once again to Touching Hearts and Changing Lives. This is Pastor Holmes, your host, and it is my privilege and pleasure to be back amongst my listening audience, as I love to say each week, because I know it's by the grace of God under His glory. But as always, let us begin by approaching His throne of grace before we go into His Word. Father, we thank You once again for allowing us to gather in Your presence for the study of Your Word. We pray now, O Master, that You would just enlighten our minds, illuminate our hearts, Father, give us an understanding as You conform us into the image of Your Son, Jesus Christ. We are to live a righteous and holy life unto Your glory. Be with us now. Allow Your Spirit to lead, guide, and direct us. We ask this all in Jesus' name, for His name's sake. Amen. Well, for those of you who have been tuning in, you know we're in an extended study of the book of Acts. I love the book of Acts because it is the history of the birth of the church. And it is also a barometer that we can use to see if the church is doing those things what God would have it mandated to do. Amen. And we are now beginning a study in the 13th chapter, beginning at verse 1. So let me read verses 1 through 3, and then we'll begin our discussion. Now there were in a church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them." And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. Now, there's some things I want to point out in these first three verses that you see that they were first members of this church, of this great church at Antioch. They were also noted as gifted in verse 1, and they were called while ministering and fasting. They received a specific call, that is, they were set apart by the Holy Ghost, and they were bathed their mission in prayer and fasting, and then were commissioned by the church. So we see, let's look at the characters for a moment. Barnabas was a wealthy Cyprian, a man born and reared in the island of Cyprus. And Simeon, or Niger, actually was a black man, probably from Africa. Lucius of Cyrene, he was probably one of the poor, persecuted believers who had fled to Antioch for safety. And Manaen, he was the higher class of society, being a foster brother to Herod Antipas, that is the Herod who tried Jesus and murdered John the Baptist. And of course, we all know who Saul of Tarsus was, Saul who later became Paul. The point is this, that these men, with their diversity of backgrounds and social standings, showed just how much the church at Antioch had reached out to everyone throughout the community. And you know, one of the things I believe wholeheartedly that is our churches should be multicultural, multinational churches. We should not have a church established where only one group of people feel comfortable in. Now, there might be some differences in cultural norms. You may like a certain type of music and somebody else may like a certain type of music. So your music appetite may not always appeal to every one specific church. But you should be welcome and feel comfortable in the house of the Lord, because after the music is done, after the choir has finished singing, when the preacher stands and opens up the Word of God, then we are all on one accord, on the same page, because we are listening for the Word of God to minister to our hearts as the man of God brings the Word of God. Amen. And we see now that these were the first missionaries that were gifted with very special gifts of the Holy Ghost. They were gifted as prophets and teachers. The chosen men were faithful in their ministry right where they were. You know, I just kind of need to take a few moments and talk about what seems to happen a lot of times in the church today. Somebody wakes up tomorrow morning and declares they've been called by God to do whatever ministry they declare. But yet and still they have not been found faithful in ministering anywhere in the church. When God calls someone, it's because you've already been active in ministry, serving somewhere in your church. And so these things that people sometimes say they're called, and you know how that goes, that the Lord told me, you know, is one of the things that you hear a whole lot today. The Lord told me that I am to do so-and-so and such, but yet and still you have not been active in the body. When you are active in the body, God has a chance to reveal to you the gifts that he has given you. That is the spiritual gifts that he has given you. And when you begin to move into his will, then he will make opportunities to utilize those gifts. If you are sitting on the sidelines, not doing anything, you have no clear understanding of what God has gifted you in and what purpose he wants you to serve. So therefore, you and I must always be active in the ministry of the church. And ministering does not always mean title or authority, but it does mean serving one another. Now, these men were chosen of prayer and fasting. In other words, people were seeking the heart and the voice of God. They didn't just concoct these things in and of themselves. They were waiting for the voice of the Lord to mandate unto them what they did. Now, I also need to mention that these men were not called by the church. They were set apart by the Holy Spirit. They were called by God. The church did not call them, and they were not called by other leaders. And so many times over the years, I have heard young men almost being ruined in their service to God because some well-intended believer in a body of Christ has told someone, "I believe you need to preach." And that person has not even thought about preaching, has not heard the word of God calling them to preach, but yet somebody has convinced them that they are being called to preach. And so they set out trying to do that which God has not called them to do. Amen. And they were not called by their own determination. Listen to John 15:16. "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain." So that verse right there tells us that we are not called in and of ourselves, but God is the one that calls us. Now, the first missionaries bathed their mission in prayer and fasting. They did not launch out immediately. They sat around and they prayed on what God would have them to do. They had to seek the face of God so they could get a deep sense of his presence and his power. Isn't it magnificent when you and I can take the time to get into the face of God, to sense his power and his presence? And then once we sense his power and his presence, now he begins to unfold the direction of his will for what we are to do for him in service to him. And when we begin to get into the face of God and we understand the will of God, then we cannot do anything but praise his name for his leadership in our lives. And that is not anything to be taken lightly, because God calls us to use us to give him glory, to bring him glory. It's not about you. It's not about me. It is all about him. Amen. So we see that prayer and fasting began to be a focal point on seeking the face of God. And when we fast, we set aside that time to spend with God. We say God, we was actually saying to God that God, you are the most important thing. You are more important than eating, drinking. You are the ultimate source of my life. And therefore, I want to spend this time with you. And when we can empty ourselves of all the sidelines that so easily distract us, when we can get ourselves quieted down and stand in the presence of God, God will reveal his word. But we also have to be in prayer and open the word of God to understand that whatever we think our heart is speaking, we need to confirm it by the word. Amen. Sometimes we don't know how to distinguish between our feelings and our intellect, and we believe with our whole heart that God is asking us to do such and such, when in essence, it's really not God asking us to do it, but just our own deep desire. So we have to distinguish between our inner voice and God's small voice. That still quiet voice that speaks deep within our hearts will be confirmed in his word. So whatever your experience may be, confirm it in the word of God. Amen. Now we see, lastly, is the church confirmed this. In other words, when you are operating in the will of God, when you're doing ministry for God, there will be others surrounding you who understand and recognize that God is moving in your life in that particular ministry. And when you see God move in that particular ministry, and they have no problem commissioning you, that's the celebration of the laying on of hands. The laying on of hands is not a transference of power, but an affirmation that God is calling you to that specific ministry that people have witnessed you doing. Because God has been opening the doors for you to do these things. He has moved you in such a way that you're growing in grace, and you begin to understand those things what God would have you to do. Ah, my brothers and sisters, I know I'm kind of preaching this morning, but it's just exciting to see what God is wanting us to do and have us to go, and how he would have us to do the things that he calls us to do. He is to be our leader. He is to be our director. He is to be our guide. He is our God. So therefore, we must do things how he has mandated the things to be done, and not so much what we think. There's so much of a social gospel going on today, in my opinion, that we have almost moved God out of his own realm. God has to be the head of our churches. And then we have to obey the servants that he has placed there as pastors of the church. And when we disobey pastors, we're really rebelling against God. And don't think that because of you believe your pastor is not doing the thing that God would have them to do, or what you think they ought to do, then just lift them before God and God will straighten out his preacher. But we have so many people that fight with their pastors and come across as rebelling against God, and that's a dangerous place to be. Let me get off that soapbox for now. Let's pick it up at verse 4. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed from Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. So we now see that once everything had been confirmed, now the mission actually begins. Well, my brothers and sisters in Christ, by the clock on the wall, I need to wind this down. I invite you to join us on our web at www.smbcmesa.org. Stop by on a Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for our Sunday school, 11 a.m. for our worship service. We would love to see you. We're not about form and fashion there. We just simply love the Word of God. So come on out to Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church at 56 South Robson and be part of our worship service, because everyone that comes into the doors of our sanctuary lends credence to our worship service. Our service would not be the same without you. Take care and God bless. I will see you again next week.
Touching Hearts and Changing Lives radio program is an outreach ministry of Shiloh Missionary Church and is hosted by Reverend Otley W. Holmes, Jr., Senior Pastor. Please join us every Saturday evening at 7 p.m. on KXXT 1010. We're located at 56 South Robson Mesa, Arizona, 85210. And it's right on the corner of Robson and First Avenue in downtown Mesa. Service times are Wednesday evening prayer meeting, 5:30 to 7 p.m., and Bible study, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Sunday morning, Sunday school, 9 a.m. Worship service is at 11 a.m. For more information, call 480-844-2687 or email sbchurch1011@quest.net. Be sure to log on to the website www.smbcmesa.org. This program has been sponsored by the membership of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church.